Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, and we're going to check in with the press secretary of the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. So hang on. In case you didn't know, effective over the weekend, new laws in our state allow bars and restaurants to extend the amount of time they can offer happy hours. There are also, I didn't realize that the happy hour or happy hours were regulated by the state in the first place. So Governor Josh Shapiro signed this into law in July. And let's see, up to happy hours a bar can host per week has gone up from 14 to 24. I guess bar owners are pretty happy about that, and we're going to get some other details on that coming up in the next half hour. Aaron, you can talk
to me. Yes, indeed. Yes, in the next half hour, he'll be on to talk to us about it.
All right, you got it. And want to give you an update on this suspect. You've been hearing a lot about this 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh, a North Carolina native, been living in Hawaii since 2018. And with details, here's CBS's Jared Hill.
Ryan Wesley Routh is now facing two federal firearms charges. Court documents reveal he was camped outside Trump's golf course for nearly 12 hours. Authorities say Routh did not fire any shots and never had Trump in his line of sight. But the incident is raising questions about Trump's security, and today he returns to the campaign trail with a town hall in Michigan. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with the latest developments.
Former President Trump has spoken with the head of the Secret Service as well as President Biden, specifically about the issue of security since this latest apparent attempt on his life, saying that Biden asked if he needs more agents on his detail.
Keep walking!
Police body cam footage shows the arrest of Ryan Wesley Routh, the man accused of trying to assassinate former President Donald Trump at his golf club in West Palm Beach over the weekend.
All of a sudden, we heard shots being fired in the air.
Last night on X, the former president described the moment when, according to charging documents, a U.S. Secret Service agent saw what looked like a rifle poking from the tree line, then fired shots in that direction.
Secret Service knew immediately it was bullets, and they grabbed me. Everybody we got into the carts and we moved along pretty good.
The 58-year-old fled unharmed and was later taken into custody about 50 miles away. Routh, a North Carolina native with a criminal record, appeared in court Monday on two federal gun charges. Investigators said they found a high-caliber rifle with its serial number scratched out, a digital camera, and some food. According to authorities, cell phone records show he may have been near the golf course as far back as 12 hours before the incident.
He did not fire or get off any shots at our agent. The protective methodologies of the Secret Service were effective.
Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe says his agency has beefed up Trump's protection following the July assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania. President Biden says the agency needs more help He condemned political violence Monday before speaking with Trump by phone.
Multiple sources tell CBS News the Biden administration has asked Congress for flexibility to boost what it spends on the Secret Service. Meanwhile, investigators continue digging into the suspect's social media posts and trying to get a warrant for his car and cell phone to try and figure out exactly why this happened.
CBS's Jared Hill, and we'll continue to bring you details as they dig deeper into the background of this Ryan Wesley Routh, who seems to have a very troubled past. Meanwhile, on the upside, the good news yesterday around here, at least if you're a sports fan, is the Pittsburgh Penguins signed Sidney Crosby to a 2-year extension. Sidney is probably one of the most beloved players that we've ever had in any sport in this town. And Kyle Dubas, who is the GM of the Penguins, said, quote, "There are no words to properly describe what Sidney Crosby means to the game of hockey, the city of Pittsburgh, and the Penguins organization. Sidney is the greatest player of his generation and one of the greatest players in the history of the game. His actions today show why he is one of hockey's greatest winners and leaders. Sid is making a tremendous personal sacrifice in an effort to help the Penguins win, both now and in the future, as he has done his entire career." What Kyle Dubas is referring to is Sidney easily could be, maybe should be, the highest paid player in the league. But he's taken another big haircut by accepting $8,700,000. Aaron starts smiling, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's good money for a single guy. You know, he's done okay. He's going to be 40 when this contract's over.
Unbelievable.
But he does get it. He gets $9 million up front as a signing bonus. So I think Sid's okay. But the reason he's doing this is, you know, he could be selfish. And really, who would blame him? But he's trying to leave money to make sure that they can secure other players that'll help him. He wants to win again.
Right.
He wants another Stanley Cup.
Right. So it's pretty admirable as a captain, as a leader of the team, that he's willing to do that.
And somebody like him, you never hear anything negative. He stays out of the limelight. You don't see him on commercials. He doesn't really, outside of what he does, and apparently nobody works harder. And that's not just, you know, coach speak.
Right.
He's the first one on the ice, the last one off. Even in the games, you see he waits.
Right.
So all the other players come on. You've been to games, even though you've never been to a Steelers game, as I found out today. I didn't realize you had such a sheltered life. Sid the Kid is what a compliment to having Mario Lemieux, then Sidney Crosby, and they actually played together for a little while, and he lived with Mario, you know, for quite a stretch, actually. Kind of grew up with his kids.
Some might say he's a great example of knowing your lane and becoming an expert in that.
Whatever you do, work hard. Be the best at what you do, no matter what you do.
Yep.
That's kind of the message.
And exactly. So,
very happy for Sidney Crosby, the Penguins organization, and the fans. And I'm just, as a fan, I'm thrilled because I can't imagine Sidney Crosby wearing another uniform.
Never. Couldn't imagine it.
Ben, I know this is a very large company you're going to talk about. I'm not going to, you know, blow your cover on this story, but this will set the tone for a lot of companies, I think, that have been slowly, in many cases, kind of a stalemate situation with workers who are working remotely.
Right.
In some cases, many cases, hybrid work,
sure,
where spending a couple of days at the office, maybe 2 or 3 days at home, or who knows where they are, bowling, golfing, fishing, shopping.
But a lot of people say they're more productive when they're working from home. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where I think, I don't know how this is going to play out, because it still seems to be not a bargaining chip, but it's something that seems to be a deciding factor for some people who are making job changes. Can they work remote full time? I personally, as you know, whenever I was working in the other department here, I came in 5 days a week because I felt like I worked better in that capacity. But there are others who say they do better working from home.
Well, and let's be honest, from a convenience and cost factor, I think it's really important to build relationships still, to be, you know, in communication with your coworkers face to face and have those interactions. But at the same time, you don't have to drive through the rush hour. I give a lot of people credit that battle through the rush hour every single day, morning and afternoon. And then a lot of times there's a cost to park.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times, well, in every case, if you're utilizing your own car or public transportation, there's a real cost.
Right.
And so people were saying, look, if I can be just as productive at home, then driving in and losing, you lose personal time. Look at it this way. And it's always been this way, so it's not a mystery. You don't get paid for the time it takes you to get here or go home. So the average commute is well over a half an hour, many cases pushing an hour, in one way and out the other.
Right.
If you're not having to do that, and you take away the expense of that, in some cases, childcare issue.
Yeah, that's another one.
It's a tough argument.
Sure. But I think there's also the, what's the word I'm looking for? Compartmentalization of things, that it helps you to do that. You know, in a way, you know, some people will call me crazy, but I think there's a very therapeutic aspect of being stuck in traffic on your way in or your way out, because you're transitioning mentally from home mode to work mode.
And that's why we're here.
Right.
To kind of buffer that and give you kind of a heads up on what's going on around the world, and most importantly, what's going on in Pittsburgh. Right. And the rush hour has long been, and still, with people with radio in the car, even if you're Bluetoothing through our Audacy app, AUDACY, by the way, download free, you feel like you're in touch.
Yeah.
And the people that are not having to drive to work miss out on some of that catch-up information,
right.
I guess.
Right. And I think there's also just the sense of isolation. I mean, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but during the pandemic, you were here every day still, yes. Right? You were never one of the people who was working from home full time.
We were told, while all our other stations, for one full year, were not manned. Now, they were on the air remotely.
Right.
But our station was manned. We had more or less a skeleton crew, but I had to be here.
Yeah.
And I was told that's because KDK is the official broadcast, emergency broadcast station of the region.
Right.
And they wanted it manned.
Right.
So I came here, you know, and we didn't know where the pandemic would take us.
Right.
But think of coming to work here, where we have five radio stations in Odyssey, Pittsburgh, and you and just a couple other people, human beings, are the only people in the building.
Right.
It was surreal.
Oh, sure.
And it's funny you bring this up, because I was driving in thinking about going to the Steelers game in the Pitt game this weekend, Saturday and then Sunday. When we were in, you know, lockdown, there were no fans.
Right.
Like, how bizarre
right.
to be at a football game with no fans. So this has been very hard for companies to try to get people to come back to the office who've gotten very used to. And some
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Cases for 4 years.
Right.
They've been working remotely. But David is going to tell you about the big company that's saying, by the first of the year, people, you're coming back to the office or you're out.
Right.
So we'll let them know in just a minute. I have a footnote, though, to the Sidney Crosby story. Re-signing 2 years with the Penguins. This is part of their annual, in this time of year, their annual event where they send the players out to give certain season ticket holders their package. And he went to a home in Mars yesterday, and they snagged him on the porch. They had, Jeff Hathorn. Our Jeff Hathorn was there, too. Hardest working man in sports, by the way. Caught up with Sidney Crosby. Listen how laid back he is.
Yeah, just glad that that's done. And, really happy to know that I'll be here for a few more years. And, my last contract, I don't think I thought about the, possibility of, still playing beyond that at the time. So, just really happy that that's worked out this way.
Yeah, we are too. It's really happy it worked out this way, Sid. No more Sid the Kid if he's going to be 40.
Sid the Mid,
middle-aged man. Is there a nicer professional sports player? No. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville, here's Heather Zambito, who's working remotely. You may have to come in soon. We'll tell you about it later.
Okay. The Parkway East is stacking up at Wilkinsburg right now. Parkway West inbound lining up before the top of Greentree Hill. The outbound side starting to build. We're seeing some sluggish moving traffic approaching Carnegie on the outbound side, and then some pretty slow moving traffic from the 79 split to Campbell's Run. Parkway North also having some delays beginning around Camp Horn Road and staying in slow moving traffic until Bellevue Westview, then a little slow again approaching Hazlitt Street and East Street Valley. 65 has about a 3-light delay at the McKees Rocks Bridge, and 28 are pretty slow between the Aetna Bypass and Millvale. With AAA Traffic on the 5s, I'm Heather Zambito on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
This may be an appropriate song, Aaron. Celebration. For many, anyway. Hi, this is Larry Richard, the Big K Morning Show, and we welcome Sean Kelly, the press secretary for your Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. I got to tell you that the song you're playing now is the very first 45 I ever owned when I was growing up.
How about that? What a coincidence, and it's perfect for our conversation, for many anyway, because Josh Shapiro, our governor, signed in July an expansion of the Liquor Control Board's rules and regs. So I don't want to steal your thunder. For those who haven't heard, this is a significant change for many. So what's the deal?
Well, it is a significant change. And let me start by first thanking you for having me on to talk about this. A lot of people really don't understand what the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board does. We're the state agency that oversees licensing of all the bars, restaurants, hotels, golf clubs, wineries, breweries, distilleries, but places you don't even think about. Hospitals, for example. A lot of hospitals have an alcohol permit because they use it to help sterilize their equipment. Laboratories, because they use it in their experiments. So we go into that area. We also have a $3-point-some-billion-a-year retail business with 580 or so retail locations with an e-commerce website. We have a responsible alcohol management program, an alcohol education component. We try to encourage responsible consumption and discourage underage and dangerous drinking. So there are a whole bunch of aspects to what we do. We don't do these things in a vacuum. We do these things when the governor and the legislature decide to change the liquor code. And that's what happened in this case. Governor Shapiro and the legislature got together and decided that they were going to loosen up some of our longstanding laws on the books about different things. One was happy hour, something that went into effect last Friday. The happy hour law was loosened to allow licensees more flexibility in terms of setting their happy hours every week. Talked to some people who are here for a long time. Going back to 1985, they saw that we had a restriction in terms of you could have happy hour for 2 hours a day, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, Sean. I didn't know, and excuse my naivete, I had no idea that those happy hours were regulated by the PCLB or PLCB.
It's said in the law. It's not like we arbitrarily pick numbers. There was actually a law that was passed in December of 1985 that set happy hours to 2 hours a day. And it was that way for a very, very long time. And then the last change that was made before this change was back in 2011. So it's one of those things you don't really think about, but it's one of those things that, you know, the governor and the legislature get together and they decide, well, we're going to do this for licensees and give them a little bit more of a privilege. So that's gotten some publicity, and people are very excited about that. What's gotten more publicity is the change to the ready-to-drink cocktail permits. These are brand new. They allow certain licensees to get a permit where they can sell ready-to-drink cocktails to go. It's one of the fastest-growing alcohol segments out there in the market right now.
Right.
These are things like a whiskey and Coke in a can, a tequila cocktail in a can. They're popular, they're portable, some of them are lower in alcohol content, so they're increasingly popular, and the governor and legislature decided that it was time to allow more licensees the opportunity to sell these products.
We're with Sean Kelly, who is the press secretary for the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. The expansion officially went into effect yesterday. I would imagine you were swamped with applications for these additional licenses, correct?
That is correct. We started accepting applications a few weeks ago. It was an opportunity for licensees to really take a look at what the law change meant, decide whether they wanted to make the investment and get into it, and then submit the paperwork so we could start processing it on the very first day. As you said, yesterday was the first day that this took effect. Starting at, I believe, 7 yesterday morning, our Bureau of Licensing started looking at the applications and going through them. At the start of the day, we had 1,567 applications.
Wow.
From all types of retailers, all types of beer distributors. So they started the morning with 1,567, and I can tell you that by 4 o'clock, they were all processed.
Wow. Now, that's something you don't expect from government, Sean, to be honest, the speedy processing of documents. So this means many places, once they get the okay, they're good to go. They can serve these ready-to-drink cocktails like gas stations, supermarkets, and other grocery stores. Wow.
That's correct. There were some applicants who did not meet all the requirements. We had about 150 of those. For example, the law requires that the permittees participate and get certified in our responsible alcohol management program, which ties into what I said earlier about responsible consumption. We want to make sure that the people who are buying these, they have valid IDs. So we train employees for retailers and distributors how to spot fake IDs. We teach them how to look for signs of intoxication, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that these products, while being out there, are out there in a responsible manner and make sure that they're not getting into the hands of people who shouldn't have them. So there were about 150 of those applications that were deemed deficient, but we had 1,416 permits issued yesterday. And it was a process. It's not just something as simple as going in and flipping a switch. You have to remember that the licensees who are able to do this, many of them can go into our stores and get discounts. So there's a whole process that we have to do on our end to make sure that all of that works when a licensee goes in to a fine wine and good spirits store to acquire products.
Any shot of getting a license here at the radio station? Aaron wanted me to ask our producer, not me.
Well,
I'm kidding, of course. But there's one other thing I want to ask you about in relationship to this, and that's a liquor license where people offer food and drink combos. You will now allow them to add up to 2 drinks in the cost of a ticket for a self-sponsored event. That's a big change.
And again, there are things that, you know, the governor and legislature decided that they needed to loosen up a bit. We saw a last big change in 2016 when Act 39 was passed. Governor Wolf and the legislature decided that they wanted to see wine available in grocery stores, convenience stores, and similar locations. So the liquor code, you know, it dates back to the 1930s. Some people think it's static, and many times it is. But when the governor and the legislature decide that they want to do updates to increase convenience or make things more available, kind of loosen the market a little bit, they certainly have the ability to do so. And our job at the LCB is to make sure that we implement whatever they decide to do. We are given 60 days to create this entirely new process out of whole cloth. And as I said, yesterday we had all applications processed between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. So I think our team did a pretty good job.
And I will say, Chuck Moran, who we've talked to during COVID as they were trying to survive, the executive director of the Pennsylvania Licensed Beverage and Tavern Association, they're thrilled, quote, this part of the House Bill 829 provides a new tool for bar owners to use within marketing efforts by combining food and adult combos at discounts for patrons. They're all happy. A lot of happy people in this process. Sean, you did a great job outlining this. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on, Larry. Happy to talk with you about what we do at the LCB.
Yeah, really, really good stuff. Sean Kelly, the press secretary for the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. Really, it was very comprehensive.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.